News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station as we do our business spotlight, Phoenix of Opelika. And Stacey Lucas joins us. And first off, welcome.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you for bringing bullet points and tons of stuff to talk about and handouts in front. So we should be good to go for sure.
Well, I'm ready.
I will say that this is something that Allie's talked to us about, sales rep here in the building and you know, assisted living, senior place. So let's start with that. Is 55 and up, is that what this is?
So yes, so we are the Phoenix of Opelika. Mm-hmm. We're located here in Opelika, on right off 280.
Yep. We
are a senior living community, 55 and up. We also have a 40 resident apartment memory care.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, because having to go through this with my grandparents, and my dad's not far from it as well, and even my late mom was very close to making it happen. So when it talks about the senior living, are we talking assisted, or are we talking nursing home, or are we talking independent?
So,
how does it, if you, your elevator pitch of what it is?
So 55 and up would be just like if we went in to have an apartment. Mm-hmm. They're full apartments, full kitchen, living room, bedroom, bathroom. We have a company called Honeybee that's located in our building, mm-hmm. that offers assistance. So that would be like our assisted help. They provide help for medication reminders, food prep, and personal care.
Oh.
So that is a separate charge, but it is available in our
But I was going to say, it's still available and still something
is.
That is offered.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this place from the outside looks absolutely fantastic.
I tell everybody that comes and tours with me, it's like a resort. It is absolutely beautiful.
And I know that the history, like what made them come to Opal? I mean, just a need, or we are one of the biggest retirement communities in the state of Alabama.
We are. Jesse Marinko is from Roswell, Georgia, and that's where he started 11 years ago. And he has over 50 locations, over 10 states, and he's growing. And it's the community, it's the staff. It's just you really need to come look for it yourself.
Go ahead.
Not to mention our Bow and Bell restaurant that's open to the public. The food is phenomenal, which is it's a huge deal for our residents and their families.
Do you find that they eat there a lot, like the ones that live there eat
there a lot? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I know with it just being 55 plus, I mean, they can come and go as they please.
Yes.
Because it's one of those deals where there's the parking lot. I mean, they got their own vehicles that are sitting out there. They can leave if they want, but you got all the amenities that you could imagine sitting right there at your location.
That's true. We also provide transportation. So occasionally we'll take them out to go eat dinner or lunch, but the transportation is mainly to take them to their doctor's appointments, to the grocery store, because, you know, they're still living their life and they're there to relax and enjoy their retirement.
That's probably a dumb question here, but on the apartment living, is one, two bedroom?
So we have both.
We have
in our main building, we have first, second, and third floors, and we have one and two bedroom apartments. And then we have the cottages across the street. And those are all two bedroom, two bath with a one car garage.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Now, the people that live across the street, they still have access to the amenities?
All of our amenities.
Okay.
Yes.
Generally speaking, like who are the people that come and talk? Is it people like me that are looking to put their parents in? Or is it, 55 is not old. I mean, I ain't far from it. So,
right.
I mean, I would hope that I would be able to go and check it out myself and
Absolutely.
See if it's something I'm interested
in. It's both. We have a lot of residents. They're self in their 70s and 80s and come, and 90s actually, and come tour the community with their children. So it's both.
And I know that they're depending on, you know, what all you get involved in. But once you are there, you have access to all the amenities, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And our amenities are, like I said, you got to come tour and take a look for yourself. But our amenities include, we have a large pool in the back that is only 3 feet deep, but that's for safety. Easy access on both sides with our stairs that go in the pool. It's heated in the winter. Mm-hmm. We have a covered porch where you have a fireplace and a barbecue area that your family can enjoy. We have a greenhouse, raised flower beds, and we purchase the soil and the flowers or the garden. They just have to bring their gardening tools, and we have a little gardening house they leave their tools in. We also have a 3-hole putting green.
Oh.
And we have a playground that we encourage families come and bring their grandchildren or great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And then we're pet-friendly, so we have a dog park.
Oh, so mm-hmm. even so the people that are staying there, they can. Is there a limitation? I mean, they can't have a bull mastiff in there, can they?
Well, we don't have any limitations yet.
Okay.
We have
all
no
right.
problems yet, so we love our fur babies.
Yeah, no doubt yeah. whatsoever. That would be at our house, with what my wife has, that'd be a deal-breaker if you could bring those with us. So.
Yeah.
Let's take a break real quick. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the other things. They got some events that are going to be coming up. We're talking about the Phoenix of Opelika. It's just off of 280 if you've not been there. I suggest giving it a Google as well, as you can pop it up on the website. You can see the wonderful pictures and some designs. That pool is featured that Stacy just talked about. We're talking with Stacy Lucas. Again, we're talking about Phoenix of Opelika, located on Willowview Drive in Opelika, just off of 280. Be hard to miss, not to mention, we'll mention those cottages again as well, because I think everybody looks at it and they see the big building and think, oh, I have to stay there. Nope. There's some other ways that you can be involved as well. We'll get to that in a moment. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, news talk, WANI.
Making Auburn Opelika great again.
News talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Stacy Lucas with us as we're talking Phoenix of Opelika. All right, we were talking, I was going to get to events, but before we get to events, let's talk tours, because is that something that needs to be scheduled? Is it something I can show up and I can knock on the door and be like, hey, what is this place?
You can walk in off the street and we are available. Myself and my assistant, who's also my moving coordinator, Amanda, will be there to give you the grand tour. Mm-hmm. So we like for you to schedule a tour. We get there around 8:30 till 5. If you have to work late, and you know, we'll work around your schedule. But yeah, we would love to tour you.
And I would suggest doing this. I mean, we've got to that point. My dad is mid-70s. I know he's going to hate that I said that, but he's on all this property down in South Alabama that's just getting too much for him. And so mm-hmm. we've tried to tell him, hey, you need to come do this, come do that. I will say, let me just tell you from personal, don't surprise them with a tour. Let them know that you're going to a tour.
Absolutely.
Don't put Stacy in a bad position to have to answer questions for your family problems, because that happens. It is something that people have to consider when they get to this age of going and doing it. And I think what better way than to go ahead and put, I guess, eyes on the ground to see what they're getting into.
Yeah, and just let them show their options. Because when you think about it, they get to around 70 or mm-hmm. above. They don't have the, you know, mowing grass, just mm-hmm. doing lawn maintenance alone. And then the cost of maintenance to your home and the constant upkeep. You don't have that there at the Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Like, we even change your filters in your air conditioner, your light bulbs. There's no... You just enjoy life. Just mm-hmm. come and relax.
It is something that people definitely need to consider. Now, before we get to events that you got coming up, you passed along this menu to me.
I did.
Which is thoroughly impressive, because, again, this is open. You guys can go and eat there, by the way. This is not something that
only... It is
only
open to the public.
Yeah, it's open to the public. And I've been told that the Saturday grits are where it's at. So if you're looking for something to do before the game on Saturday, and you're wanting to go have breakfast and take the family to breakfast, first off, it sticks out. It says, build your own breakfast with 2 eggs, any style toast, and choice of bacon or sausage for just $5. What's that all about?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Goodness gracious alive.
Yes. And we open at 7. Breakfast
okay.
starts serving at 7.
Stops about 9:45-ish,
yeah,
around there.
Yeah, so we close around, you know, 9:45, 10 to get ready for lunch. And then we're open till 7 o'clock at night.
Okay. You got the lunch menu. When does the lunch stop and dinner kicks in?
It doesn't.
Okay. So if you want to some sort of salad or sandwich or whatever, you know, at 5 in the afternoon.
Day.
You can do that. That's
absolutely
all day. Does that go the same thing with the dinner with some of the things? Will
yes.
they be able to get that at noon
yes.
if they say, hey.
Yes, you can.
You know, I want one of these. Because let me tell you something. Some of the entrees, barbecue chicken leg quarter, the pesto pasta a la Phoenix. You had to go ahead and put the name in there, as well as the shrimp skewer plate, salmon. Also on the dinner menu, fish and chips, meatloaf. Chef Ashley's meatloaf. Does Chef Ashley make a great meatloaf?
Absolutely.
Chicken Phoenix, country fried steak, you name it, they've got it. The one thing that stuck out, I'm a sweet tooth type mm-hmm. person. Fried pies down there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Peach fried pie.
Mm-hmm. Our peach cobbler is wonderful, too.
I know, got the peach cobbler, but the fried
strawberry
pie.
Strawberry shortcake.
Man,
I can go on and on.
That takes me back to my nanny doing the fried
right.
pies. And I mean, that'd be something that'd just be absolutely. Of course, you got peach, apple, or cherry that they do as well there. And then, of course, the sandwich menu or lunch menu includes sandwiches, BLTs, even a hot dog plate if you're interested. Got a Reuben as well there. And you can add toppings to your burger. So Bo and Bell is the name of the place inside the Phoenix that you can be a part of.
DoorDash.
If you don't want to go.
We offer DoorDash. Absolutely.
And Allie was telling me if you got a Dash Pass, it's even better because you can just look on there. Is the menu, I'm sure it's online as well. They can grab it as
yes.
well. So I've got a hard copy here where I've told you that I'm going to make Jacob take me at some point and buy me. He works here. He does the afternoon shifts. There's a little break between my shift and his shift in the afternoon, and he always loses bets and has to buy a lot. So I'm even saving him money because this stuff is very affordable, too. So he needs to quickly.
Large portions.
It is. That's
large
what you were
portions,
telling me.
Yes.
You were, she's given me an example, said, you know, Some of the residents that live there, they'll come and get an omelet, and it is so large that it sometimes will split it and then get
that's
like
true.
A side of grits or something with it to help themselves out. So keep that in mind. I do want to get to activities. I do need to take one more break if that's
absolutely.
All right. So we're talking Phoenix of Opelika. Stacy Lucas with us as we'll talk how you can get involved. And it is a 55 and up location, by the way. And that doesn't mean that the grandkids aren't welcome because they do have a playground and
got
the pool and all that kind of stuff. Or if you're golfer. I mean, they can go outside. You can putt as well as you're not too far down the road from RTJ Grand National if you are a golfer in that 55 age range that's going to be joining it. So if you're done doing yard work and all that kind of good stuff, I'd like for you to consider the Phoenix at Opelika. We'll talk more on that in a moment. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Federally regulated, but not federally funded. You're listening to Auburn Opelika this morning.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Stacy Lucas with us. We're talking Phoenix of Opelika. All right, I said events coming up. What events do you have?
Well, let me talk about our activities
okay.
first, because that is very important to people that are retiring, is mm-hmm. to make sure you have a lot going on in your community, and we do. Denise Stewart is our activity director in the independent living, and she keeps our calendar full mm-hmm. 7 days a week. So with that said, our events that mm-hmm. we hold, we have a full pub, fully stocked pub, in our
That's
right
baffling.
Next to the.
When you told me that, I was like, "Can I come?" And she's like, "Yeah,
yeah, it's open to the public."
That's amazing.
We watch football games on Saturday or all during the week, actually.
Yes.
But we hold a lot of our events in the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have entertainers that come, and we'll clear the tables out so we have a dance floor because
okay.
we love to dance. The entertainers play, the bar is open, we have all type of food. Saturdays we have tailgate food at the bar, so just come to
that
the bar.
That is fantastic stuff. So it's a pub. When you say pub, like, there's actually food served too. I mean, it's not just they can get like little knickknacks and stuff like that as well.
Absolutely,
that is awesome.
Yeah. Open to the public.
Keep that in mind as they have that as well. Phoenix at Opelika, by the way, Willowview Drive. Those of you wondering where that is, it's off of 280. If you'll just look at the signage, you can see it off in the distance. I'd said, do you have any upcoming events that are going to be taking place?
I do. I have in October. October 16th is our Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
It will be in the pub, like we said. The Alexanders are coming. He plays saxophone and she sings. Mm-hmm. She also teaches line dancing.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
a good time will be had at 3:30 on October the 16th.
Okay.
So
how big is this pub?
Now, it's not huge,
right.
but it opens into our restaurant. So
okay.
There's tons of seating mm-hmm. because our residents really don't start eating till 5 o'clock. Most of our events are from like 3:30 to 5. But if they're still having a good time,
yeah.
they can hang out. It
yeah.
it opens up to our back patio area.
So oh, even better.
Porch mm-hmm. out by the pool. So on
Man,
cool nights, we can light the fireplace. You can have your beverage out by the pool and
this
is, have
it sounds
dinner
like
out there.
A fantastic place. So, again, check it out. Make sure you go independent living, memory care, respite care that they have as well. The best way to find out about you guys, what is the best way to do that?
So, the best way is to give just call the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to come in and eat dinner or lunch, just come straight in the door, seat yourself. Mm-hmm. The servers will be there to serve you. But you can give me a call. My office number is 334-607-7100 and just ask for me or Amanda and we'll be glad to schedule your tour.
I will say if you haven't been to the website, go do so. And the reason being is because they've got everything from contact us to what the communities look like. Also your living options that you can take a look at, all the amenities that go along with it. That is phoenixsrliving.com. That's phoenixseniorliving.com. A gentle reminder that if you are looking for lunch and looking for a place to go, you can stop in there. It is open to the public to do so. If you are wanting that after work cocktail, you can stop by the pub and probably meet a friend or two that will take you under their wing and visit
sure
with you. Especially with your opportunity to meet some of the residents. Or if you're just looking for a place for, you know, whether it be your parent or your spouse, they start to decline rather quickly and they just need assisted living and don't need to necessarily have nursing home care. So they have those options as well. And don't forget the cottages. If you're looking for kids are out of the house, you want something a little smaller, wanting to be in a community that a lot of people are right around your age, this will be something to consider. So phoenixsrliving.com, that's phoenixseniorliving.com. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, Fox News coming up, local news, look at that community calendar, Tim Root has that weather forecast, and then Turling Tuesday, we'll talk AO Tourism on the other side.